and James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 44 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Welcome back to this Thursday edition of Inside the Locker Room. If you heard Sandstorm there and you go over to Columbia this weekend, homecoming, you're the homecoming game for South Carolina. You'll hear that little song there a lot. Well, maybe not a lot unless South Carolina plays well, but you are the homecoming opponent for the South Carolina Gamecocks. Download the Tide 100.9 app. Get that on your smartphone. You can take us with you anywhere you go. You want to email us, you can do that at wimpandbarry@yahoo.com. You want to dial us up this morning, 205-342-9904. We want to thank our 7 o'clock hour sponsor. That would be Yellowwood, pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. If you want to build the five-star backyard, there's only one choice. That would be Yellowwood. Go to yellowwood.com to find a dealer that is closest to you. Good morning, Chase. You good?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Good morning, Dad. How are you guys this morning?
Okay, a couple of things I'm not kind of interesting that I thought on that. I'll just say something about them. First of all, Tony Vitello, the Tennessee head guy in baseball, has been named the manager of the San Francisco Giants. Pretty big deal there. We talked about how good he was, how controversial he was, and he's made that move, which is, I think, a first. The other story is the college kids are going to be allowed to bet on pro sports starting November the 1st. I don't think you could do much about it to start with, but that's been announced. The third thing that, and I won't bury it, and I don't know how true Yellowhammer News is. The only thing I can give you, a guy called me about it last night, and I looked it up last night. The only thing I can give you is what this person wrote. Grayson Everett wrote about this, and he has not checked with the conference office. He has not gotten the conference office to respond to his writings. He is saying that Ken Williamson, who is a SEC official, calls a lot of games for a lot of different places, has been suspended from officiating conference games permanently. That's a big sentence right there, because Ken has worked a lot of games. He was not on the game that where the controversy, the guy ran off the field in the Oklahoma game. He says the decision to remove the long-time referee comes in the immediate wake of the SEC review of 11 complaints against Williamson and his crew during the Auburn-Georgia game this month. According to sources, 9 of these complaints were validated by the conference officials. Now, I'm not saying this is true. I'm not saying anything except to report to you what he has said. Whether that is true or not, I don't know. So it's certainly, if you talk about permanent suspension from the conference office, a report coming from some people that Tennessee has been very upset, has reported calls in the Alabama game by the coaching staff and Tennessee people. So I can't verify that. But if this Yellowhammer and the guy's name that wrote the story is up front, and I've double checked on all the stuff that I look at prior to getting on here, and can't find this story at all that's been brought forth, and it's just a previous thing about what he has called the office, and the office will not verify. So anyway, I don't know. If anybody wants to call and comment about that, all that stuff's past news. But it would be news if it came out. So anyway, Barry probably has some stuff he wants to talk about.
Well, yeah, it's New York Post has written about it. He's permanently suspended. I don't really know why. They said he missed the call or what, but probably did miss the call. And then you go back and look at the replay, and anyway, it looked like you missed it again. But I know yesterday I had to leave for the media thing for the city schools, and you put out about two blue plates. Well, Josh says, Coach, it's a two blue plates special day. He didn't say day. Arkansas to cover, Auburn. He says Auburn has quit. Wins, and then he says Vanderbilt wins on intensity versus drink of water. You are the best. That's from Josh. So he's telling you to take them both because you're 4-6. We also talked a little bit yesterday about, well, I talked about it. Nobody else did. Did I miss Gary Danielson? I miss CBS. I do. Doing the games, and I asked who people liked. Some people said they miss Keith Jackson. They don't miss Gary. Johnny G said that from Mobile.
Keith Jackson, I had a little steal for Keith Jackson. He's very good. He was very good for me. He did a good job. He liked me a lot.
Some people like Gottfried and Ron Franklin. Somebody mentioned that. But Justin, who lives in Tuscaloosa, he says, now Greg McElroy is horrible. He's got such a snobby, stuck up, I'm better than everyone attitude. He's just got such a smug personality, and he doesn't need to be calling games. I know I can't be the only one that feels this way about him. So I know you're on with Greg. So do you think he's comes across as
I don't think so at all. I think when you start trying to decide about announcers, you have 1,000 opinions. If 1,000 people gave you an opinion, 1,000 different opinions. The people that, and I have said this before, and I'll say it again, they're very, very careful in putting an announcer on a game that went to school there and played there, because they're so prejudiced and so biased towards their team. The announcers, the people who do that, have given Greg 2 games for Alabama thus far, which to me shows that they think he is very, very good, because they are very careful about not having somebody that's prejudiced towards the team. So, based on those things, the people who make the decisions back there, you know, think he's good. So you can form your own opinion. I'm in total agreement with Barry on the CBS people.
And that's not good, so, Chase, when we agree. That's not good.
Yeah, it's not. I think
CBS has a clearer picture. I'm sure they don't. The music leading into the game, you just felt like it was a big-time game. Now you got the 11 o'clock game, and you run into 12, and that's fine. It's all on ABC, but give me CBS all day long. Two-minute truck there at 1330 Martin Road East. That's where you go pick up your boxes, your packing supplies, whatever you need to make this a smooth move. It's local, out of town, out of state, or you just need stuff moved around the house. These guys will come in and take all the stress away. Give them a call today, 205-247-5050. That is two men in a truck, movers who care.
What's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Thursday morning. Tuscaloosa County Commissioner Reginald Murray has now been charged with three misdemeanors as a result of his confrontation with a TPD officer Tuesday morning. The longtime District 4 Commissioner continued to knock on the auditorium doors at MLK Junior Elementary after being told security rules did not allow entry to programs once they have begun. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather throughout the day. It's absolutely free. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Be aware if you're driving through town, we're seeing a little bit of fog creeping through, limiting your visibility in some areas. Remind you to drive safely if you're going out on the roads. We are keeping eyes on a little bit of road work happening out towards the Coker area. That's on Highway 82 McFarland.
Soft, fluffy, irresistible Kings of Wine sliders that make them a winner on game day. Pick some up this weekend in the bakery or deli section of your grocery store. Kings of Wine. There's nothing like it.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance and is...
Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Two Dimes Tuscaloosa, and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Never miss a moment of the action. Download the free Tide 100.9 app today.
Yellowwood pressure treated pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it. It's all over the internet. When it says permanently suspended, that means you're gone. So that must have mean he did something unethical, wrong, cheated, something. I mean, if you're after investigating, he's permanently suspended.
My point is that I don't know this, but Could it been a situation where somebody bet on the game? He bet on the game.
I mean, he did something. Permanently suspended, that means you're fired. All right, to the Yellowwood Hotline. We got several calls holding. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe. Well, Barry.
How are you,
Barry? I gotta ask you: are you still on the LSU Kelly bus?
No. I got one foot off.
We got Ron Higgins on today.
Oh, today?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought he told you. Mm-mm. He told me he did. Sorry.
Well, I guess y'all heard his famous quote this week, I guess, didn't you? Mm-hmm. He's only lost one night game in LSU. One night game at LSU, and of course that was to us last year, that thrashing that we put on him. That's as bad as Donovan telling Alabama they don't need to fire Anthony Grant after he's 6-0 against him at a press conference.
Anthony Grant worked with Billy Donovan.
I know all the history, national championships, everything.
I think
what happened is LSU. We're gonna have LSU guy on today. Is that his personality just doesn't fit? Notre Dame was okay, I guess, but it just for some reason. We're gonna have a good story because I talked to the person that's gonna be doing the show today for us. He's just not with it. I don't know. And he's complained with the press and which everybody does, but the officials don't like the fans don't like him, the athletic director has a lot of pull there and does a lot. He's missed on football and basketball, but he's hit on all the other sports with a head coach. Go ahead.
He has done that. Well, Wimp, I was looking for Bear Bryant on Vandy's sideline at the end of that game Saturday. You know, that's their second biggest win since us, of course, last year. And they're on the one-yard line. If that ain't Bear Bryant taking a knee, boy, did that not bring back memories for you, Wimp?
Yeah, it sure did.
That's exactly what Bear Bryant used to do, regardless of who you was playing or anything else. That's just class. That's all that is. That's class.
Yeah.
And, Wimp, you said last week you still wondered about our defense. I'm still wondering. I watched Roman Harper and Co. Monday night and Co. Kublik, and three times Tennessee had somebody deep with nobody close to them.
Well,
three times.
Doggone it. I talked to Roman Harper last night and thought I had it worked out for him to come on today or tomorrow. He's flying everywhere. We just couldn't get the times fixed. He's going to be on our show Wednesday or Thursday of next week.
I always enjoy him. I really do. He's so straightforward and honest about it.
We'll get him on. We'll get him on next week. I thought we was going to be able to get him on tomorrow. We just couldn't fit it in. He's flying somewhere, so we couldn't do it.
Well, do y'all agree with this statement? The only way Kelly can save his job is to win out, of course, and beat us, so he can say he beat us again. He would be the only coach besides Josh Heupel to beat Saban and DeBoer. He can say that. But that's the only way I see Kelly saving his job, Barry. You agree?
Well, the problem you have here for me, I don't know about Barry, but for me is who do you hire? That's the question. When you fire, you must hire. Who do you hire?
I'm looking. All right, Brian Kelly, he signed a 10-year contract in 2021, making $9.4 million with 6 years and $58 million remaining on the deal that runs through 2031. His buyout calls for Kelly to be paid 90% of his salary through the remainder of the contracts, which would be, Joe, sit down, $52,380,000. Now, I didn't want to
interrupt you, but I already knew that. I want to ask you this.
If you're John Cohen or if you're the athletic director at Penn State and you say, you know what, I think it's time, do you have to go to the president, and then the president goes to the board of trustees? I mean, how far up the chain does everybody have to agree that, hey, we're going to eat this $52 million and we're going to let this guy go, we're going to change coaches? Because it's going to be more than $52 million. You're going to have to pay these assistants off too, Joe.
You got it. But look, every school is different. We know who runs Auburn. We know who the richest man in the state of Alabama. If he wants to keep Freeze, it's going to be hard to get Freeze out. Y'all agree with that comment?
I put it to you this way, and I'm pretty close to him. There's a group of guys that have not the kind of money that he has, but they're very, very wealthy, and that's where there are two fractions there. And it's always one faction versus the other, even though Jimmy does have a lot. I don't know whether John Cohen listens to that or not, or if he's willing to.
He's got to listen to it. What do you mean if he listens? He's got to.
Well, I know he listens to it. But the point that he says to them, let's keep him another year if he wins some games. You know, the Auburn games are going to be so tough to win. And they're going to be against teams that Arkansas, they have, you know, a substitute coach, not substitute, but a good coach who's had problems. And And Vanderbilt over there, you know, unless you get your offense going, you ain't going to beat Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt.
No.
I don't know. Well, it'd be hard to eat $52 million. Now, what guy is sitting over there with got that much money who says, yeah, I don't want this guy anymore. I'll pay it.
Yeah.
I mean, who's got that kind of money? And who can even stomach writing that check to pay a failed football coach that much money?
Yeah, that's right.
That's hard to stomach.
Y'all are coaches. Y'all are coaches. Would you have not put your other quarterback in by now and started it?
Yes.
I don't know
why these coaches will not change quarterbacks. And after watching Ty Simpson, the fact that we never put him in those two games last year is criminal.
Well, it is. It really is.
So,
it really is.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, back to Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Phil.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
All right.
Good morning, Coach.
We're firing coaches left and right, Joe.
That's why I'm calling. This coaching thing has got like three prongs to it. You got your Finch, and your Finch is James Franklin. He's going to end up somewhere. All right. And then you got your wild cards out there. And three of the wild cards I'll talk about today are Jeb Fish at Washington, which could affect Alabama if he will end up at Florida. And then your other two wild cards are Jimbo Fisher, who is currently an ACC commentator, and I could see him fitting in at Virginia Tech. And then your other wild card, everybody laughs at this guy, but he is a factor, and I think John Gruden is a wild card for somewhere, possibly Arkansas, Virginia Tech, or North Carolina, or possibly Kentucky. I think he's got some options out there. But the Washington situation, that could definitely affect Alabama with Grubb if Fish were to leave. And I think Kelly, I told somebody this the other day, Kelly's a Yankee. And I could see him actually parachuting to Madison, Wisconsin. He's got a resort house in Charlevoix, Michigan. And I could see him parachuting out of LSU to Wisconsin.
Is Wisconsin going to open? I thought they gave him a vote of confidence.
Usually that ends up being a firing.
Got a vote of confidence in October. We fire you in November. I don't even know who this guy at Washington is.
He's a Florida guy.
If I were Jimbo Fisher, he ain't doing it for me. We fired our coach to hire Jimbo Fisher. And I'm sure he's good, but I don't know. He kind of was bad at Florida State at the end, and then he was bad at A&M. John Gruden, I like him.
He's like Fisher.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
He's got some options, I think, in this thing. It may not be where Gruden, you know, originally thought he might be, but he did specifically mention wanting to coach in the SEC, and there are some SEC openings. Some he won't qualify for, but some I think he might could be a fit at.
Yeah.
He would bring some energy to UK.
Yeah, well, I could see UK taking a shot on him.
I can too. Now, this DJ Durkin guy is another semi-wild card. If this weekend ends up going sideways for Auburn, and that marks the end of the freeze era, and Durkin takes over that team and they do fairly well from here on out, and fairly well would consist of beating Alabama in Auburn, I could see DJ Durkin getting that job.
I don't know.
DJ Durkin has done a good job. He would be the only person, as I mentioned this yesterday, he's the only person they could go to, really, that's, you know, is knows what's going on right now, knows the personnel and so forth. So I think it's going to be – I personally think that they're going to go completely through with the coach they have right now at Auburn, and then – I think he'll coach the entire season myself.
Yeah, you'll coach the Iron Bowl. He's going to go 2-3 the rest of the season. And then they
probably,
yeah, and they'll end up making him make some changes and they'll keep him. So that's my opinion.
Well, anyway. This Tennessee game has a never ending feel to it at Alabama. And I don't know, man. This game in South Carolina Saturday, and I think Alabama's clearly a better team than South Carolina. But South Carolina had their offensive line was devastated last week due to injuries. They're getting five of those guys back this week.
Yeah, we need to get to break. We're going to have JC on. JC will tell you everything you need to know about South Carolina. So,
okay, good. Well, I appreciate y'all talking to me.
Thank you. All right. Thomas Rybczak, go to thomasrybczak.com. You can make your order right there online. Get that great barbecue, the barbecue ribs, the barbecue pork. You like fish? They got a couple kinds of fish there, great catfish there, pork chops, baked chicken, all the sides. Go to thomasrybczak.com. Tell them that Wimp and Barry sent you. You listen to Tide 100.9. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Be aware if you're driving through town, we're seeing a little bit of fog creeping through, limiting your visibility in some areas. Reminder to drive safely if you're going out on the roads. We are keeping eyes on a little bit of road work happening out towards the Coker area. That's on Highway 82.
Powertrain warranty. And right now, get up to $7,000 off new Nissans. Family owned, serving Tuscaloosa for over 50 years. Townsend Nissan, where peace of mind comes standard.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
With all of your CPAP needs, including the new Luna Travel CPAP, call 339-8013 or stop by MedSouth in the Northbrook Plaza on McFarland Boulevard.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Another fine fall day today with a sunny sky, the high 77. Clear tonight, the low 49. Tomorrow and Saturday, partly to mostly sunny both days. Highs between 73 and 76. Sunday, rain at times, the high 69. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 44 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
Inside the locker room, pressure treated pine from Great Southerwood. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want to argue. Right to the Yellowwood hotline. He's the owner of thebigspur.com. Several podcasts he tells you about at the end of the segment. We didn't have him last week. Missed him, JC Sherbert. You feeling better, JC?
Yeah, I got some, what's it called, augmentin. I usually don't stay sick, but for like a day. But I had a sinus infection, and it caused my vertigo to come back a little bit. Mm. Man, I couldn't hold my head up. So I finally went to the doctor, and they hit me up with some strong antibiotics, and I kind of came back to life this past weekend. So I'm good, but, man, it's going around, too. Like, everybody I talk to sniffled. Right now.
Yeah.
And I sniffled for 2 weeks, and then it hit. So be careful.
All right, What made South Carolina decide? I'll tell you what, let's make Alabama homecoming. What went into that, JC?
That's crazy, you know. But you know what? I see it a lot. You know, it used to be homecoming would be, wasn't Bama Vanderbilt's homecoming last year? I mean, I it used to be, you know, the cupcake. You know, you'd do a nice cupcake and everybody be happy. That's changed in the last few years for some reason. And teams end up scheduling really good opponents for homecoming. And I guess, you know, when you talk about how it falls on the schedule, and you lived in Columbia, you know the state fair.
Yeah.
Being there is a pain sometimes. And so you had to work it around the fair, and you don't really want to do it in November or September. So usually it's in October.
And so that, I guess, it's like, okay, Bama, you know, so that's it. I don't think it's a sign of disrespect. I mean, anytime Alabama's come to town, the four or five times they have since they've joined the league, it's a huge game for South Carolina. So even before Saban got to Bama. So welcome everybody over to Columbia. Should be a good trip.
Tell us about this Gamecock team. I think they had some guys out maybe last week. How healthy are they? And just tell us a little bit about them.
Well, health-wise, they're in better shape than they have been, especially on the offensive line. They're starting right tackle at the beginning of the season. Kasith Henry is probably out for the year, but he hadn't been there in a few weeks, and his replacement, Tree Babalane, has played pretty well. So they're more healthy, ready to go. Had a lot of guys go out of the game against Oklahoma Saturday, but they're all back. So injuries are not the reason this team's been struggling. Last week it did kind of catch up to them, I think, particularly on Alpha, against Oklahoma's blitz. But there's bigger problems than that. In terms of why South Carolina hadn't been very good this year.
Yep, that.
Any kind of problems that you can give our listeners behind the scenes?
I mean, look, man, we everybody down there loves Mike Shula. I think the world of Mike Shula. I just think sometimes coaches that are in the NFL for so long come back to college and they, you know, it's tough to teach an old dog new tricks sometimes. And, you know, he's kind of calling it like NFL style, like kind of a little too conservative. What he's doing does not fit Lenore Sellers. It's not the same thing they were doing last year. I guess the plays are still in the playbook, some of them, but he's not calling it that way. And then you can't block on top of that. And that's, you know, Shane Beamer fired his offensive line coach and replaced him 2 weeks ago after LSU. And basically South Carolina can't score. The defense lost a lot of good players off last year's team, but it's not an elite defense, but it's a good enough defense. Better than a lot around the SEC. But when you can't score, man, and it's not, and nobody's really scoring a bunch of points this year in the league. But when you just can't score, you know, you're doing averaging about a touchdown and two field goals a game against SEC competition. It's gonna be tough to win. You don't have to go up and down the field and score 50 points. But, you know, you got to be able to be competent. They just haven't been able to do that. It's hard to kind of see that changing.
Barry, he got something good.
Well, I just wanted to find out about Sellers. I mean, he was early in the year, beginning of the season, talked about being the best quarterback in the SEC, Heisman. What kind of year is he having? You don't hear that much about him now because they're not winning football games. I know he's got to have a big game for South Carolina to have a chance to win. Where is Lenore Sellers right now, JC?
Well, they don't run that many plays. They probably average about 55 plays a game. So the stats don't jump out at you. They can't protect him. The passing game is real limited. They don't really call a whole lot of passes. When they do, he gets pressured and runs. There's a lot of runs right up the middle. I think he's played as well as he can, given the circumstances. You know, from what I heard, the NFL scouts feel like he's had a pretty good year because he doesn't turn it over like he did last year. You know, he had a problem with that last season, fumbling. And he's played more fundamentally sound, but, when you can't block and when your offense isn't set up to counter struggling up front, which a lot of college offenses know that if you're going to struggle, it's probably going to be up front on the offense. You're not going to put up big numbers. So I'm not saying he's been perfect either. I mean, but and in this situation too, when you can't score and you do get down there and he misses a throw or against Vanderbilt, he threw a bad pick, it gets magnified. But he's fine. I mean, he's going to have to not only play as well as he's been playing, but people around him are going to have to play better. It's going to have to be a big day for him for the Gamecocks to stay in the game, because I don't think it's realistic for this Carolina's defense to just shut Alabama down. I mean, this is a Kalen DeBoer offense. They look a lot like Washington did with Michael Penix. It's more like his style of team, and it's hard to stop. So I don't think the defense can go out and hold them to, you know, 10 points and you squeak one out. So they're going to have a good game. But, you know, as far as his pro future goes, I think Lenoris is right on track. I mean, it's been disappointing as far as his performance at South Carolina this year.
Yeah.
Outside of James Franklin, who's going to go wherever people are, guess somewhere good. Do we have a lot of – we're going to have some firings. Do we have a lot of coaches that I don't know about? When you fire, you got to hire that would be willing to move for bigger money. Can you explain that to anybody? Tell us to anybody else that besides James Franklin. There are not that many people out there. When you fire somebody and you know the Arkansas is – you know, got the guy, got what James there.
Petrino.
Talk about that a little bit. Yeah. Petrino there. And Auburn is shaky as crap. And who would you go, you know, Dirk and Mike could take it. Go ahead. Talk about
that. It's interesting. I mean, there's guys, you know, like James Franklin, who's out there. You know, I know Arkansas likes Rhett Lashley from SMU a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I think somebody we're not thinking about, a big, big name. Depending on what jobs come open, you know, one of them out there could move. But, you know, other than that, you know, there's your group of five groups. John Summerall, Tulane, obviously a guy that generated a lot of discussion. He's an Alabama native, played at Kentucky. You know, there's Alex Golish at USF. It's going to be interesting, y'all, because.
Yeah.
All right. So we've had all these big, how much did they spend on Brian Kelly? How much did they spend on Billy Napier? How much they spent on Hugh Freeze? All that good stuff. And you look around and it's like 3 or 4 years later, the boosters are still demanding that you fire people. I mean, so I wonder if you're not going to see some athletic directors try to be a little more savvy and just go get a good coach. And maybe, we sort of have these cults of personality around the coach in college football, but now that you're paying players and you got all this other stuff going on, you know, can you really afford it? Yeah. You know, if you're an AD, I don't know. So it's going to be interesting. I'm curious to see. You're right, Coach. Because everybody's talking about how there's going to be all these openings. It's going to be crazy, right? The crazy part is going to be who gets these jobs. Because it's not there's just like this great crop that, you know, you just insert people into. So that's a great point, Coach.
And you can't gamble. You can't gamble with an assistant. Or if you do, it is a gamble. Put it that way.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Does LSU if Brian Kelly loses this weekend, which he's not favored? I mean, I don't know they're going to come to Alabama and win. I mean, are they going to get rid of it? That could be one job I could see Lane Kiffin look at. I don't think he's going to Florida, and I don't really think he's leaving Ole Miss, but you know, his name comes up for every single job. Would Lane Kiffin consider LSU? Now that job's pretty good job, other than living in Baton Rouge is nasty, but
but you can live at the country club, bro.
Yeah.
You can work around
where he's gonna live. Yeah, where he's gonna live is gonna be fine.
I mean,
sure.
Those guys, you're talking about billionaires, man. You can get in your private helicopter and fly to.
I get it.
But look, I don't know about Lane Kiffin. I think Lane Kiffin at this point in his life, if you know, obviously these guys are competitors and there's jobs and stuff like that. But I think if all the documentary, which I watched, which was excellent, life changes are to be believed. I think he's happy at Ole Miss.
Yeah,
paying him money. They're winning. He's beaten LSU. I mean, should have beaten them last year. He's beaten them two. I mean, you know, in the SEC now, have you know? I mean, Kentucky has probably the worst roster in the league. Texas probably is the best. Did y'all see that game? I mean, it's competitive. It's a bloodbath, but anybody has a chance. That's wide open on any given Saturday. So you don't really necessarily look at it and go bigger brand, more resources, because even the teams with great resources lose players, have roster turnover. There's only so much money. I mean, you know, so all those factors aside, his life is good now. And I think that when you have a situation like that, I've been through that in my life, just to be honest. And then you get to a point where you're good. You're very hesitant to change your environment because environment matters in life, especially when you get to be my age and Lane Kiffin's age, right? You're kind of hesitant to it. Now, that's a non-football factor, and that's obviously, I think these days, that's more powerful sometimes than the football part of it. So,
yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Now, LSU, Brian Kelly is a $67 million buyout, guys.
Yeah.
Dude, that's Jimbo level. And you know, LSU could probably come up with it, but the state of Louisiana is not the state of Texas.
Mm-mm.
There's less people. There's a lot less money in that state. They do good, don't get me wrong, but I don't know how they'd come up with that. I think if they want to get rid of him, maybe and he doesn't want to be there anymore, maybe Penn State would come into the or some other job, that Virginia Tech or something. I mean, I don't know. You know, maybe you're going to try to encourage him to do a soft landing, but I mean, who knows? Who knows? But they can't score either. So, you know, Oklahoma, their defense is definitely legit. And so, how are they going to score enough to beat Oklahoma? I don't know. They're going to have to go out there and shut them down. And last week, they certainly couldn't shut down Vanderbilt. So, they may be in trouble. You know, how many losses do they have now? Two?
Yeah.
They'll have four. They went 8-4 last year, and everybody was ready to run him off. So, I don't know. Texas A&M. LSU doesn't play Oklahoma this weekend. I'm sorry. It's Texas A&M. So, maybe they'll get enough points. That one, I kind of feel like LSU could.
I do, too. And A&M's favorite. I'm shocked about that. It's at night in Baton Rouge.
Everybody keeps waiting around for A&M to lose. That guy doesn't really lose, so I don't know. I'd be surprised if I wouldn't be surprised if LSU won this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We have a caller we talk to all the time. He wanted me to ask you, and I know he's not having any fun, but does Hugh Freeze not really even want to be at Auburn? He looks miserable. Now, I know when you lose four games in a row, people talk about all this money these guys have got, and they've looked bad. I mean, it's stressful, man. Nobody wants to be talked about like Hugh Freeze is, but is he enjoying it there? This guy thinks he doesn't look like he likes it at Auburn.
I'll be honest. I don't think he's looked like he's liked it at Auburn for a few years, which surprises me because, man, like, you know, when Hugh Freeze was at Liberty, I was like, he's getting back. There's probably two schools that have the brass to hire him, and there's the two jobs he wanted, Tennessee and Auburn. I think Auburn makes sense. They hired Bruce Pearl. It worked out. Why not? I'm shocked it's not working. I'll be honest. I was wrong. I thought Hugh Freeze would go down there and win. I thought he's a great fit. It was a great hire. It made certainly infinitely more sense than Brian Harsin. But he doesn't even look like he used to. You know, he looks kind of like puffy and old, and I'm not trying to insult the guy. I can't speak for him personally. I mean, I like Hugh Freeze, but he just doesn't look right, you know. And there's just something about it. And they're losing all these close games, and they can't score. You know, he's an offensive guy, and you got the play calling thing that we talked about. That I was like, man, if they don't score points, it's gonna come. I mean, you know, it's just tough. It's just tough for them. So I don't know what they're going to do, but he doesn't look happy at all. And I don't think Auburn people are too happy, although I am impressed. They've had how many losing seasons in a row, and they continue to sell out the stadium and show up for Auburn football. And that's what makes it a special place. And no matter who the coaches are, you know, that's still going to be there. So it's still a hell of a job. I wonder, guys, if they do move on from Freeze, if they're not going to try to kind of cut Kentucky off on Summerall from Tulane because he is an Alabama guy. You know, he went to Kentucky. That's his alma mater. But you know, when you talk about jobs, Kentucky has obviously a lot of challenges.
How about Auburn, this guy at Georgia Tech? Would he be good at Auburn?
Brent Key?
Yeah.
Heck yeah, he'd be good at Auburn. He'd be good anywhere. He's
Brent Key is a heck of a coach. You know, he coached with Saban.
Yeah.
Knows what he wants to do. I mean, you look at just once he took over as the interim and got the full-time job there. Now Georgia Tech is his alma mater. Once he took over there, that thing got righted pretty quick. And they're tough as nails.
Yeah.
Play good on all three phases. I mean, you know, they're on a collision course with the University of Virginia to play in the ACC championship game. How about that? Who'd have thought that?
Yeah. Well, that's who I would try to get if I were Florida or Auburn, to be quite honest with you. So.
Yeah, Brent, and he's a good man, too. He's like a good – I know a lot of people that know him well. Nobody's ever said anything negative about Brent Key to me. And I can't say that for everybody. So I think if he would leave Georgia Tech, I think anybody'd be lucky to have him.
JC, before you go, will you help Dad out? He needs some help. His little blue plate's not doing well. He just can't get one. He's losing his confidence, and now he picks with no comp. Will you give him a for sure winner? Is it Alabama? Is it Vanderbilt? Is it Arkansas? Where is the sure winner this weekend?
Missouri.
Missouri? Really?
Those boys are good on defense. Now, they're not good in the secondary, but their defensive line, one of the best. Nobody talks about it, but you look at the players and you look at what can neutralize Vandy's offense. And then they run the ball really, really well with Ahmad Hardy. You know, they're kind of Vandy 2.0, and they're going up there, and Eli Drinkwitz already feels disrespected. You know, well, it doesn't matter what they do. They don't even want us there. They're having game day, blah, blah, blah. And I just like the matchup. I like Missouri in that. So
interesting.
Take it for what it's worth, Coach.
Interesting. All right. You just messed him up because he was going to pick Vandy. All right. Tell everybody where you can find JC.
Oh, we just dropped a new JC and Morgan College Football Podcast. You can get it on Spotify, Apple, Chief Sports app. Check that out. Also on the Chief Sports app, check out SEC Sunday Night on Sunday night with Rob and Craig. They'll keep you updated on all the teams, including Bama, around the SEC. If you want to get in on the Gamecocks, and find out about Bama's opponent this week, Inside the Gamecocks, the podcast and the show. We'll break it all down for you, so check that out, too.
All right, I'll be watching that Missouri game a little closer now with you saying that. And don't necessarily disagree with you. So thank you, JC. Are you going over, JC? Columbia?
My stepson has got his last home or last regular season high school game. I'm getting down for the Clemson game this year. Yeah. So I'm going to go home for Thanksgiving.
There you go. All right, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. We want to thank Yellowwood Pressure Treated Pine from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of The Game, we're going to talk to Thompson High School football coach who just sent his quarterback to the University of Alabama. Mark Freeman is going to join us. We'll talk to Josh from College Football Nerds. We'll talk to Rodney Orr, TiderInsider.com. We'll also have a chance to catch up with Bruce Marshall right here starting at 2 p.m. on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Keeping an eye now on some delays due to this fog rolling through town. See a little bit of congestion for me on McFarland Boulevard as you're coming up on Wallace Boulevard. Particularly on your eastbound side of things, you're slowing down. Also, some road work.
Inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/country for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/country. See representative for warranty details.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Opening night in the NBA, and Victor Wembanyama put on a show in Dallas.
Wembanyama, the spin move on Christie. Pull-up baseline jumper. Caught it. Victor Wembanyama. It's a 40-point game. It's his fifth career 40-point game.
You just heard it all on the Spurs radio network. He ended with 40 points and 15 rebounds as the Spurs defeated the Mavericks 125-92. The 76ers survived in Boston 117-116. Philadelphia rookie VJ Edgecombe ended with 34 points and 7 rebounds, setting a franchise scoring record in a debut, breaking Allen Iverson's mark of 30. The Jazz scored 43 points in the first quarter and never looked back as they rolled past the Clippers 129-1.
By Visit Tuscaloosa and Premier Service Company, an event by the Chamber of Commerce of West Alabama. Celebrate local shop the halls November 19th at Bryant Conference Center.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Another fine fall day today with a sunny sky, the high 77. Clear tonight, the low 49. Tomorrow and Saturday, partly to mostly sunny both days. Highs between 73 and 76. Sunday, rain at times, the high 69. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 44 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron, from inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Welcome back to the second hour of Inside the Locker Room. I get right to the Yellowwood Hotline. We'll talk a little Tuscaloosa Toyota with Justin Troll. Good morning, Justin. How are you, sir?
Hey, Justin. Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're good. Can you still buy three tires and get one for a dollar?
Yeah, so it's buy three, get one for $1. I say 8 days left in the tire sale. Buy three, get one for a dollar. You can't beat that deal, you know, anywhere right now. So, you know, check us out online. Get it set up. You can set the appointment. You can buy any kind of tires that you want to. You don't have to, you know, we're not putting you on a certain brand or whatnot. It's any kind of tires. Buy three, get for a dollar all the way through next Friday. So make it happen right now. If you're anywhere close, you know, to needing tires or you know, any situation that puts you in a, you know, a needing those right now, just do that. You can do it through the 31st. So it's a great deal. Make it happen right there. And you can start it right there at TuscaloosaToyota.com.
Talk about 2026s. I guess they're in most models, right, Justin? Is that right?
Yeah. So the 26 model Camrys, Tundras, you know, all of our special stuff still got, you know, all they did, Bear, was roll it over, roll all the incentives over from the 25s to the 26s. Hey, listen, you can buy Toyota all-new 2026 Camry getting 48 miles to the gallon on average, and that car's got 1.9% financing.
Wow. That's a great deal. We've talked about, I got a car. I don't know what it's worth. I will probably need to trade it in. I come in there. Tell the listener how that works. So if I trade it in, then we'll figure out how much it's worth. And but I want to buy something from you guys, that whole transaction there.
Yeah, so that starts, you know, we try to make our website is unbelievable. We try to make it easy right there at the website so you can start that process. If you're worried about, hey, what's my trade worth? Is it a good time for me to buy it, depending upon my trade? You know, you can start that process right there at the website where we value your trade online, and then it doesn't stop there. You can type in anything in the search bar. You can look, navigate all through the different used, new cars right there at the website. And then, you know, obviously you can do the financing. And so sometimes, and a lot of the times now, Barry, it's changed, you know, where everything gets done before the person gets there. So everything you can do is made simple right there at the website. just start right there at TuscaloosaToyota.com. And if you don't feel comfortable doing that, you can give us a call, you know, or stop by. We'll be glad to take care of you in any situation. But just start that process right there if you can. TuscaloosaToyota.com. So when you get there, the process is so much quicker.
I don't think people realize you guys also rent a Toyota. So somebody's going out of town, they're going to Columbia or whatever, and they want a reliable car, and then maybe try one of the Toyotas out. So they talk about your rental program there at Tuscaloosa Toyota.
You know, so a lot of the guys we're connected to on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, I'm not going to name them by names, but...
There, we lost Justin there. Justin? I don't know, we had a bad cell
service. I was there the other day and got my car worked on.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. Chase, I don't know what happened to Justin. All right, we'll go ahead. Justin, call us back there. But go to TuscaloosaToyota.com. And these guys will absolutely take great care of you. Swim out Skyland Boulevard, see Justin, those guys, and they do an absolutely outstanding job for this community. We had a listener from Nashville that came all the way down just to get his car at Tuscaloosa Toyota. So were you surprised JC picked Missouri? Everybody's saying Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt. You get 2.5 with Missouri going to Nashville.
I think it's easy picking anybody you want to. We don't know, but I just think that I don't know if Missouri's pass defense. I don't know. I think I've messed with looking at it and studied it best I could, and I would have thought, you know, that maybe going with the Vanderbilt way. I don't know how much there'll be that much home field advantage, but. This quarterback is hard to play against. He's pretty shifty, and they do pretty good things offensively. So I don't know. I'm still trying to decide what I'm going to say tomorrow, and to see what's going on with a couple of other games. But I was a little bit surprised he picked Missouri. Vanderbilt's pretty good.
He's high on that defensive line. Eli Drinkwitz, is he a candidate for these jobs, or is Missouri, is that a destination job, or would Florida or, I don't know, LSU, Auburn, one of those jobs be a job that would maybe have an interest to him?
I think he's a candidate to get a raise at Missouri by somebody coming after him.
Yeah.
I think they would like to keep him because he's pretty positive. Yeah. He's done a good job. And I think he's a candidate to get some more money because somebody has called or gotten the word out that he's on their list. That's what I think about him.
Yeah, I could see that. They definitely done a great job at Missouri. They pulls this game off this weekend. They're headed.
He's
pretty funny. Pretty funny guy. Easy to listen to. All right, get to the Yellowwood Hotline. What's up, Cowboy?
Hey, Cowboy.
Hey, Barry and Coach. Hey, Coach. Did y'all see Wembanyama last night?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I saw a little of it.
Huh?
He's something.
He's like a point guard.
He is good,
you
man.
You can't guard him.
You can't. Yeah, I mean, because he's going to shoot over you. So he just, I mean, he got 40 last night. I didn't see a ton of the second half, but I'll tell you who else looked good last night was Anthony Davis. Like, he's strong, man. He was boarding in there. And Cooper Flagg was a little off last night.
Is Cooper Flagg as good as they're
playing him at the point, which that's a lot for a rookie. Yeah.
Let me say something about Dallas. I don't think Cooper Flagg is a fit for the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas Mavericks are more of an international superstar team, and I just don't think he's a fit.
I don't keep up with
as much
as you do. I don't like him there either.
I like Cooper Flagg, but I'm not going to play Cooper Flagg at the point. They're playing the poor guy at the point. I mean.
Yeah. I'm like your dad. I just don't like him in Dallas. I like Cooper Flagg, but I don't like. And Barry, could you get Cooper Flagg a hair consultant and get him a haircut that makes him look a little better, like GQ looking? Or
well, he's got to shave that little mustache.
He looks just like his dad looks, but his dad's in his 50s, I guess. But we need to get him out here in Dallas, one of these $200 haircut ladies that can really get him some fashion.
We had his mom and dad were sitting courtside last night. So,
but
he heard what his mom said. She said his mama told him, if you're the best player in the gym, you need to find another gym. So that was her advice to him.
Did you hear Jay Billis say late in the game that, well, I guess you said you didn't watch, check it out. Wembanyama reminds him of, and your dad remembers, Ralph Sampson, but can dribble him. He's like a point guard.
Virginia.
Yeah.
He's better than Ralph Sampson.
Yeah, he is better than Ralph Sampson. He sure is.
Hey, Coach, didn't we play Ralph his freshman year in the NIT? Or was that the year before he got there? Birmingham with Terry Holland.
I don't think they ever played Ralph.
I can't remember. I don't know. We got the NIT. We got to the semifinals. We got beat by North Carolina, I think it was. But I can't remember.
Yeah, they had Lee Raker and Jeff Jones. It might have been the year before Ralph got there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh, Terry Holland, he used to storm on the court there, I remember.
Yeah, Terry's passed away.
Oh, boy. He was a good coach. Well, all right. Yeah. I'm interested to hear what Ron Higgins has got to say.
Yeah, we'll get Ron on. We'll find him. Go ahead.
Yeah, you didn't ask JC about Beamer being all testy with the media. I was listening for it.
I forgot.
But, oh, well.
All right, buddy.
Catch you next week about it.
Thanks,
all
sir.
Right, y'all be good. Good talking right. to you. Bye-bye.
You too, cowboy. All right, we'll get to break here. We'll get to Ron Higgins. We'll get his thoughts on Brian Kelly and the LSU job. Is that buyout too big, or is his job really on the line? We'll see what Ron has to say. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM, WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. A little bit of congestion slowing down your ride through town, particularly on McFarland Boulevard there on your big intersections. You're slowing down as you're coming up on 15th Street on your northbound side of things, and particularly coming to a slow zone there as you're coming up on Main Avenue. Then going up.
Contact Courtney White at 205-242-5127. North River Timber, co@gmail.com. North River Timber Company.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com. And by DCH Regional Medical Center. Online at DCHSystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR. Streaming live at 2 p.m. Central on all CTSN social media platforms at UA_CTSN, 2 p.m. on both Tuesdays and Thursdays, all throughout the football season. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. On Thursday's edition of Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR, we'll be joined by Alabama defensive back Keon Sapp.
A little after the injury, just talking to my parents, my family, different coaches and different things like that, just feel like that was the right decision, you know, come back. We didn't finish how we wanted to last year, and this year we have the opportunity with the team we have, so looking forward to it.
Of course, you're coming back to this defense, but really a lot of guys are coming back, especially in the secondary. How strong is that group?
I just can't wait to the game time, and the whole world gets to see what we have. So it's going to be special. We got a lot of talent, and some people might be surprised, and there's some people out there that already know the business. So it's going to be great to show up.
I'll have more in a moment. Hey, Bama fans, each Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central, join us live for Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR. This live streaming talk show features the latest on Alabama athletics with exclusive conversations with Tide student athletes, coaches, and media members giving their perspective on the Crimson Tide. you can watch on YouTube, Facebook, and X, with all conversations archived as well on the Alabama Insider Podcast. Roll Tide with Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR. If you missed last night's episode of Hey Coach and the Kalen DeBoer Show, presented by Alpha Insurance, catch it on demand on the Alabama Insider Podcast, as well as the video stream on all Alabama Athletics social media platforms. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Another fine fall day today with a sunny sky, the high 77. Clear tonight, the low 49. Tomorrow and Saturday, partly to mostly sunny both days. Highs between 73 and 76. Sunday, rain at times, the high 69. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 55 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
To Inside the Locker Room. I will talk a little SEC football, the LSU football with Ron Higgins with the Shreveport Bossier Journal. Get right to the Yellowwood Hotline. Good morning, Ron. How are you, sir?
Hey, Ron.
Good. You know, they usually strike up the fight song when you score a touchdown, but it hasn't happened very much at LSU this year. So the Band-Aid practice.
Y'all quarterback gets beat up too. Golly, they beat him up.
Yeah. I mean, he's their offensive line is just not very good. Haven't been very good all year. It can't run block, and now it can't pass block. And Nussmeier, who, you know, the first part of the year had an upper torso injury, which really prevented him from throwing like he wanted to. He got that well, and now they're just unloading on him with the pass rush, and they're killing his ankle. So, it's not a good deal. I mean, that's why their offense is, you know, yeah, you can say it's play calling, but I mean, what plays can you call when nothing works? I mean, you're to the point where they simplify the offense to try to find the plays that they can execute, and now they can't execute that play. So what does that leave you? It leaves you with really basically nothing, and hoping they can, you know, bust a big play every once in a while because their defense is good and has been good enough to win games. So offensively, they've been horrible, and it's been a puzzle. But you know, and like I told someone the other day, I was going back and thinking of, you know, the practices I watched in preseason when the first team defense faced the first team offense, and the first team offense really struggled. I mean, Nussmeier was running for his life a lot. Seemed like they never got any kind of really good rhythm. It's kind of carried over to the season. They really haven't had a game where you could say, well, that offense is really working now. And they haven't had a game like that.
Yeah, that.
We talked last night a little bit about, and I appreciate you being on, about the fans' displeasure with the head coach. I hate to start it like that, but it is.
Yeah.
And you got an athletic director who I think you feel has done a good job in other areas of the sports. The displeasure, is that going to be able to, for him to be able to make a move money-wise and find somebody that he likes, or they like, excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the AD's done a really good job. Scott Woodward's done a really good job. He's hired three coaches. He's won national championships in the past 4 or 5 years. Jay Johnson in baseball, of course, Kim Mulkey, and then the women's gymnastics coach hired him, they promoted him, and they've done a great job. And he's done a good look. He's done a really good job of trying to squeeze everybody for money for this NIL stuff and everything, because Louisiana is not the richest state in the world for NIL money. And so he's done a good job of squeezing that. And people are upset because the football is not doing well. But, you know, they're upset because he gave Kelly, a 10-year deal, like $90-something million, which is that time. I mean, honestly, $9 million for a head coach these days in a major, major university, I'm not saying it's a going rate, but it's close to it. And, you know, all things considered, what he's had to go through to get to this point, he's done an okay job. Now, I mean, of course, people think you pay somebody that $9 million a year, they're supposed to win the national championship every year and be there every year. And when you have to dig out the hole that he had to dig out out of and take it over for Orgeron, and then he took over to the point where NIL kicked in. And I mean, frankly, LSU was behind the NIL game in donations, so that didn't help him. And look, they can't afford to pay the golf this year. He's got $52 million. I mean, it'll be a payout over $50 million, and they don't have that kind of money, honestly. And when you start adding all the staff, you got to get rid of and stuff like that. So that, I mean, I think the AD is willing to be patient and give him another year and see how it works out. They get that, again, they have another good recruiting class committed, but he's got to make some changes on the offensive coaching staff because it's not going great. And I guess Brian Kelly's one weakness is that, to me, is that he's reluctant to make coaching staff responsibility changes during the year. If things aren't going well, to say this guy's going to take over the play calling or Kelly's going to take over the play calling or whatever. And he said he won't do that. But he'll, at the end of the year, he does make drastic changes. He did that with the defensive staff after the before the 2024 season. I mean, he fired the whole defensive staff after the 2023 season. And that was for the better. But he needs to make some changes after the season. That said, that doesn't guarantee how good they'll be next year, because you know now, every year in college football, you know how many guys you can get to stay and who can you can pick up off the transfer portal.
They're at home Saturday night against Texas A&M. They can win that game. They go to Alabama. A week off and go to Alabama. Arkansas at home, West Kentucky at home, finish up at Oklahoma. If they lost three of those five, would he still be back, in your opinion, Ron?
Yeah, unless there was some clandestine big money guru out there who can just all of a sudden just handle that kind of money, they don't have that kind of money to pay off the buy off the guy. And I still think it would be a mistake. I think you need to get the guy one more year. I think it'd be a mistake at this point. I mean, he hasn't been a terrible coach. I mean, they're 5-2. The biggest problem this year is that they haven't gotten better offensively at all. And part of that was, you know, Mel Smart getting hurt, and part of that their offensive line has not improved worth a hoot. And so they really had to dumb their offense down to nothing. They don't score in the red zone. But three times in the past three games they got to like the 2-yard line in the red zone, didn't score, and came up with field goals. And defensively, they have improved enough to be a really good team. But offensively, they hadn't. So, yeah, I would think they would keep him. Can they win this week's game? It'll be tough. I mean, A&M should show us to win close games. Can win games that plays really good defense. Last week, they didn't play very good defense. They gave up, like, 19 big plays to Arkansas, which is a huge amount. But they have an RPO-type quarterback in Marcel Reed, and LSU's, God, they really struggle against RPO quarterbacks. So this year and last year, but this year, Med Pavia killed them this year. And I anticipate Marcel Reed will give them a problem this year too. So they got some guys left on their schedule who are all pretty good quarterbacks. I mean, getting Alabama's just, I think he's the best quarterback in the league right now. I just think he's just playing exceptionally well. And of course, Arkansas has Taylen Green, who's just a really good RPO guy. So they got some tough guys left to face. But offensively, LSU's got to show something sooner or later. And people are to the point now where they don't think it's going to happen. And honestly, I don't. From what I see, I don't either. There's no magical formula. They can't trade for an entire new offensive line and they can only do what they can do play calling wise.
Yeah, that.
I just think at LSU, I've got a grandson down there. I just think that NIL and LSU don't mix. I think you've got LSU is so big and so powerful. It has been for years down there in football. But when you stick the NIL in there and try to raise a lot of money in that state for people who love LSU, I don't think that works. I mean, I don't think it's there. Am I not correct on that?
No, I agree. It's like they love their LSU football, no doubt about that. But they don't have to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we can't, you know, I don't think we should have to buy players. Well, yeah, now you do. Okay. And, but there's, again, there's not a lot of, you know, big money in Louisiana, not like, say, Texas, which has all the oil barons over there, and other places which have, you know, they're big donors in every place. LSU's a big donor. There's Todd Graves, who runs Cane's Chicken Fingers, that's their big money guy. He's got a ton of money, but he can't carry the whole load. And so I agree with that. I think that during Louisiana, people, they don't want to have to pay for stuff. It sounds bad, but they don't have to pay for something that they think, you know, this is what it's been for years and years, and why should we have to change something, you know, to get talent, to buy talent?
Yeah.
I mean,
the
problem is now is, I mean, that LSU, like a lot of schools, under the table has bought talent. But now that everybody can buy talent, when it's an open competition, all of a sudden it's harder to buy talent. And I think it's a problem for them.
Do you think Vitello, you know, I think the Giants came after him. I think he was basically saying, hey, we got to have more money, more NIL money. I got to have the same thing Arkansas. I don't know about LSU baseball, but, I mean, LSU's really, really good in baseball. They're good in women's basketball. They want to put money in football. Does that hurt their basketball program there to where, hey, guys, we only have so much to go around? And what you and Dad were just talking about, there's not people there to fund all these sports at LSU. So it seems like men's basketball may have to take a back seat over there. Is that what you're seeing, Ron?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that because, you know, baseball, you know, does a pretty good job with NIL. You know, Mulkey, who's just a dynamic personality, really, really is good for NIL and fundraising. So they're good in that category. And this basketball, men's basketball, I'd say it kind of gets the short end of the stick because they just, they're still not a lot of enthusiasm about, you know, men's basketball. I mean, and I've noticed, like, in recent weeks, as basketball season is closer, on social media, LSU basketball is putting out highlights from the past couple of years, like big plays or whatever. And I'm thinking, well, that's great, but that's the only big plays you had. You try to get people excited about this team, and it's basically pretty much a new roster, like it is every year. But like I always tell people, it might be better talent than they had last year, but it still hasn't caught up to the rest of the SEC buying players. And so, you know, I agree with them. They're kind of, I mean, I think men's basketball is kind of like the black sheep, so to speak. Because people are more willing to give, I mean, it's pretty obvious. They don't mind giving money to programs they think they're going to win in. That's not like front-runner stuff, but it's true. And baseball has proven it can win. It's proven it can win for a long time for a lot of different coaches. And, of course, when you get somebody like a proven winner like Mulkey in here, who every year is going to be, you know, at least in a regional finals or a Final Four, they're willing to support that too. But when you have a program that's been struggling for a long time now, you know, God forbid, whether you like it or not, ever since Will Wade left, they're in a hole. I don't think this guy's going to get out of it. And he's trying, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. You see, I don't see Lane Kiffin moving, Ron. Do you?
No, you know, I've debated back and forth on that, and I just, you know, for the longest time, I never thought you'd be able to win even a conference championship at Ole Miss in football ever again because of this. There's too many things going against it as far as, like, number of eligible athletes in the state academically. I mean, I think Mississippi has one of the lowest ACT scores annually in the state, in the United States, almost every year, and so the few athletes that are eligible kind of want to go to their program down the state. They feel like they're going to win the championships at. And Ole Miss hasn't been that school. But now you have NIL, and Ole Miss has been very organized NIL before a lot of the SEC schools, thanks to a shoe executive named Walker Jones, who played for Ole Miss with Eli Manning. And he helped organize their NIL and kind of got them ahead of the game. And so, and also, Lane's kind of, I'm going to say, he's changed, but he's kind of, you can see he's kind of matured and settled in somewhat. And I know he loves the state of Florida. I know Florida's probably a better national recruiting ground. But I'm like you, something tells me, I don't know if he if he wants to get in all that mess again, listen, the amount of money they throw at him is so ridiculous that he can't turn it down. That's the only way I could see it happening.
Yeah. Dad, anything else for Ron?
No, I can't think of a thing. We talked a lot last night and about the question. He's pretty much gone over what we thought. And so appreciate you being on. I hated basketball. You don't ever hear anything of Dale Brown, do you?
Well, yeah, Wimpy called me for a couple of weeks. He's fine. He's good. Wimpy will call me, and he doesn't say hello. He just starts talking.
He'll
say, okay, I got a question.
Tell him I said hello.
I will. I'll tell him. I'll talk to him, man. I will.
All right, Ron. Appreciate you.
Take care. See you.
See y'all.
See you, Barry.
There's Ron Higgins, Shreveport. I kind of agree. He doesn't see them making a change. They don't have a lot of money over in Baton Rouge.
No, they really don't.
I don't think people realize that.
Big name, but no. But when the NIL came in there, the reason I tried to phrase that the way I did, when the NIL came in there, it bumped them a little bit. It hurt them some, much more than other places that was big names.
Yeah. So, all right, let's tell them about Bryant Bank, and then we'll get to break.
Bryant Bank, outstanding bank, whether it be a personal business account or both. You can go into Bryant Bank and the bankers will know you. They'll be able to help you. You can bank online around the clock. And you can also be darn sure that your money is safe. Boy, those are two important things. They'll do everything they possibly can to help you with transactions that you want to undertake at their bank. And so go by Bryant Bank and tell them you heard it inside the locker room. I think you'd be well put.
All right, we'll get back. We'll get a vinegar tip for this this Thursday. We also got the North River Lawn Care Weed Eater. He's got two picks for this week. We'll get those. We'd love to have your phone calls as well, 205-342-9904. You're listening to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. A little bit of congestion slowing down your ride through town, particularly on McFarland Boulevard there on your big intersections. You're slowing down as you're coming up on 15th Street on your northbound side of things, and particularly coming to a slow zone there as you're coming up on Main Avenue. Then going out westbound towards Coker, currently keeping an eye on some bridge work happening there by Sam Sutton Road, closing down your rightmost lane. With your Tuscaloosa traffic now, I'm Zach Grizzle.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
52-7222 or visit them online at catfishheaventuscaloosa.com to check out their menu and order ahead. Catfish Heaven, where every bite feels just right.
95.3 The Bear and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC are partnering with Baumhauer's Victory Grill this season to put you in the best seats in the house at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Sign up online at 95.3thebear.com, on the app, or the Tide 100.9 app. Each week, we'll pick a winner for a pair of tickets to an Alabama home football game. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, with two locations in Tuscaloosa, Harper Lee Drive and Baumhauer South on Courtney Drive. Let Baumhauer's Victory Grill put you in the best seats in the house. With 95.3 The Fair and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info,
Relief Hotline at 800-477-1462. 800-477-1462. 800-477-1462.
Did you miss any episode on Tide 100.9? Don't worry. All of our shows can be found on Spotify and Apple Music and on demand on the Tide 100.9 app. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Back to Inside the Locker. You know what this means, the vinegar tip for this Thursday, brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. Give Michael and his staff a call, 205-752-8500. He will set you right up. All right, what is the vinegar tip for this Thursday?
Today it's about the massaging sore muscles and aching joints. Now, there are some spots on your body that you can massage yourself. And there are some spots that you can't get to your back, whatever, and somebody's got to do it for you. And turpentine is something, if you're careful with it, can really help you some. It can burn the skin if you're not careful, but it can also be a good massage therapist for you, a therapy juice for you. So here's what they say do. So you would mix together the whites of two eggs, and you would take a half a cup of vinegar, put it in there with that. Then you would take a quarter cup of turpentine and a quarter cup of olive oil. So the turpentine, the olive oil, the whites of the eggs, your vinegar, which is important, and you put that on, and you would not put that on. You would start massaging with that kind of liquid into that sore muscle or those aching joints. And they say they guarantee that though that and I know that they're giving you that much stuff, if you don't have a pencil to write it down, you won't get it. But this is a massage. This is not where I had said in the past about compresses, where you compress stuff. This is where either massage yourself after you mix this stuff, or you have somebody massage it for you. That will get those aching joints and sore muscles a lot better. You see a lot of stuff like this. A lot of stuff advertising, a lot of different things on the internet this day and time. I've never seen this one. But I think that you can, once you massage that in really good, and just take a soft cloth and wipe off the extra liniment off your body with this soft cloth, I think that you're going to find that your sore muscles and your aching joints will be a lot better. So try that. If you need exact liniment again, I'll be happy to give it to you. But I think that's a good tip.
All right, that's brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance at 302 Merchants Walk, Suite 200, right across from Indian Hills, right there by Talbot's. Go by and see Michael. You can call him up, or you can do it on the website. Go to coverageforttown.com or dial him up, 205-752-8500. All right, get to the Yellowwood Hotline. Good morning, Tom.
Morning.
Hey, Tom.
Good morning, Coach. How are y'all this morning?
All right. How are you, buddy?
Okay, how are you?
Good. It's a great show this morning. I really have enjoyed it. Of course, Thursday's always a good day with JC. He's outstanding. And the conversation y'all have with him is absolutely fantastic. So, good job.
Well, he knows. He knows the coaching, and he has a pretty good feel for it. Now, I was pleased to hear that I was right, or not right, but my thinking's about Brent Key. He just confirmed what I was thinking. So, and he's got better sources than me. So,
Brent Key's good, boy.
Yeah, he really is.
I got Ron on because he wanted him on, and I got him on for you.
Yeah, I'm glad. I was going to say that was a good interview. You asked the right questions of him, and generally, you know, he's got one of those answers that covers LSU no matter what they do. But you nailed him this time, and you got him down there. And actually, he's critical of all the stuff of LSU football. So, but you know, the thing about LSU is that's shocking to me is how they are. They kind of abandoned basketball after Will Wade. Do y'all find that shocking? Because I think they've got a great legacy in basketball.
Well, they got an old arena. It needs work. They're just behind. They got tradition for sure, but their baseball is so good. And then Kim Mulkey, you don't hire her and then not give her whatever she wants. And I don't think there's that much to go around. I don't know that Alabama – somebody was asking us, do they have as much NIL money as LSU? I don't know if they're pouring it in the baseball and women's basketball probably like they are at LSU. So you got to pick and choose. I'm just guessing on this. And so I just don't think there's a ton to go around for these places.
I think that's an accurate assessment of LSU and Alabama. You got to prioritize because of the lack of money that we have, whereas Texas or A&M, you know, money is not the thing with them. It's their judgment of the situations that you wonder about. But I think that's right, but it's still a shocking thing. And to me, I'm going to throw this at you, see what you think. I think LSU fans, I think they demand that baseball gets the attention that they get. I think they demand that over football and everything else.
Well, I don't know about football, but I know over basketball, I think they like Jay Johnson. They've won two national championships. They have a great following. Man, you go to the SEC baseball tournament, they take that place over when they come up there.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They're dead serious about baseball.
Yeah.
I think they're fed up. I think they're fed up with the way football. I'm telling you, there is problems with those kids at LSU because you hadn't got anybody like Coach Saban down there that had a strong hand on them. And he could bring them into the fold and make them act right. Nobody else has been able to do that since he's been there. And I think the fans, friends of mine, are like, you know, we're freaking fed up with these thugs. And so that you got that. And I think there's a sentiment of that going around.
Yeah, I agree. They love it. They like for it to be it's a party event for football, you know, and they didn't have – when the LSU job may not be as good as it used to be with the
NIL. I don't think it is. I agree with that.
Ron Higgins, and I don't – listen to him. He probably knows. It don't sound like to me they can afford to make a change.
I think you pointed out something, and JC did too. And I think something has changed over the last few years. Quality of life is a big deal with coaches, especially coaches with families.
Well, they're making so much. I mean, you're making $9 or $10 million. Some of these guys going to give you 12. Is that really going to change your life? Ain't going to change
your
life. Come on.
No. So, what can you eat for 10 that you can't eat for 8?
And where can you travel, or what big size house can you buy between 10 and 12?
Yeah, but let me ask you this, Barry. You got a big house, and you've taken your money and isolated yourself for safety or whatever purposes in a gated neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
But if you're in Oxford, you can walk up and down the blame street.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think that you and JC hit on something. I think quality of life will win out. And Coach said it yesterday, Lane Kiffin's not going anywhere, and I think that may be the main reason.
Yeah, I believe it. So, Tom, we appreciate you, sir.
Yeah, take care.
All right, we'll get to break here. We get back, we'll do Jason's pick for North River Lawn Care. He's also got a deal with firewood. People want firewood. Now I'll tell you how to get it from Jason. Whether you want a big old load or you're just having a bunch of people over for Halloween and you're going to burn just a little bit in that solo, we'll talk to you about that. Also, we want to thank Brian Harden. He'll do the Blue Plate special tomorrow. We're hoping that this is the week that it turns. When you think precision and reliability, trust the team that's been building Tuscaloosa and beyond for over 30 years. Brian Hard Construction is your partner in industrial fabrication, steelwork, and heavy equipment services, from custom welding and structural steel to 24/7 crane rentals. No job is too big or too tough. Family-owned, women-led. That's Brian Harden Construction. Go to bhardenconst.com. You're listening to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM, WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Thursday edition of The Game, we're going to talk to Thompson High School football coach who just sent his quarterback to the University of Alabama. Mark Freeman is going to join us. We'll talk to Josh from College Football Nerds. We'll talk to Rodney Orr, TiderInsider.com. We'll also have a chance to catch up with Bruce Marshall right here starting at 2 p.m. on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest-running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Heads up now out in Coker. There's a crash reported on Highway 82 on your eastbound lanes there by Sam Sutton Road with some slight delays there, reportedly blocking off your right-hand shoulder. On your westbound side of lanes there, seeing some road work in that same area, blocking off one.
Fluffy, irresistible Kings of Wine sliders that make them a winner on game day. Pick some up this weekend in the bakery or deli section of your grocery store. Kings of Wine. There's nothing like it.
The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi. Online at pearlriverresort.com. And by Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Online at Tuscaloosa CDJR.
Leaf Hotline at 800-477-1462. 800-477-1462. 800-477-1462.
Tide 100.9 Tuscaloosa weather.
Another fine fall day today with a sunny sky. The high 77, clear tonight, the low 49. Tomorrow and Saturday, partly to mostly sunny both days, highs between 73 and 76. Sunday, rain at times, the high 69. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 44 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
To Inside the Locker Room. As we finish up the show, North River Lawn Care, my man Jason. He can take great care of your lawn. You need grass cutting, shrubs, so you need to put the mulch. Whatever you need, they'll do that. But also, it's a little nip in the air. And people like to hang out on the patio. I do, Chase. And I like to watch football out there. I got one of those little solos, and you want to burn a little fire out there, the smell of the fire. So if you want a little firewood there, you want a big load, Jason can do that. If you want just a load to get you through Thanksgiving, Halloween, you got people over, he can do that for you as well. So just give him a, just text him at 205-535-5290. Tell him what you're looking for. He can deliver it. You can pick it up, whatever you need there. Firewood is nice, and it's firewood weather. Now to build a little fire out there and watch a little football on the weekends. So give Jason a call. Also, his picks, he's 3-5. And I don't know if this is going to be Dad's picks or not, but he's saying take Arkansas minus the 2.5. People think Auburn have quit. And he's saying take Vandy minus the 2.5 against Mizzou. Now, JC says Mizzou will go and beat Vandy because their defensive line is so good that Pavia will not run all over those. So there's two contradicting deals there. But he said take Vandy and Arkansas minus the 2.5 for the North River Weed Eater wager of the week. Also, the firewood. If you want the firewood, 205-535-5290. Just text him how much you want, and y'all can work all that out. So that's it for today's show. We'll get out of here and make way for the Gary Harris Show. Seems like time is flying. It took forever for football to get here. Now it's got here, and Seems like it's flying by. High school football, I think they got two more weeks. Northridge is actually off this week and plays minor next week. And the regular season's over. The playoffs will start in high school basketball right around the corner. So my days will get long. Give us a Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Have a great day, everybody.